is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, now for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us at 9, and you can join us all day.
Why are we starting early? Every day we start early. If this were Raheel, Raheel would turn us...
Because Dell doesn't care?
We shouldn't turn our mics on for another 20 seconds.
No, actually, it's 7 after 7. The clock you're looking at is wrong. The one on the monitor is the right one.
Oh. Well, Raheel wouldn't turn his mic on at 6:59.
No. Well, Raheel doesn't walk in here until 9:01. Because he knows we'll be in a break, but that's how he rolls. We're here early every day, and getting prepared for the show. And we're ready for this show today. A lot of stuff to talk about. I got sent by Cowboy Steve sent me the Duane Brown, Arian Foster podcast yesterday. So happy Valentine's Day, John. Yeah, and I sent him back.
You can send him a variety of things.
I sent him
Dak Prescott's season last year.
Yeah. Oh no, I sent him Charles Haley calling the organization a bunch of losers.
Yeah, that's another one.
Because that's what they are.
Oh, I'll tell you during the break, but a draft prospect in this year's draft class who grew up a Cowboys fan was in a party at Super Bowl. Was at a big party at Super Bowl. This draft prospect, a first 2-round pick, well, I'll obviously tell you during a break. And he grew up a Cowboys fan. He grew up in Texas. And somebody introduced him, his agent introduced him to Charles Haley. Charles Haley was there. And so Charles Haley started talking to him. And midway through this conversation, the kid stops listening and just gets on his phone and starts texting while Charles is talking.
Oh, no.
Now, that's disrespectful to anybody.
Yeah.
To anybody if you do that. If you do it to Charles Haley, Charles Haley is going to take it as badly as anybody could possibly take it.
Did Charles Haley slap the phone out of his hand?
Charles Haley started screaming at the kid in front of everybody about being a disrespectful piece of crap.
Really?
And apparently got into this kid's ass. And the kid didn't even, like, hardly even blink. Just kind of looked at him like, F-O-H. I'm trying to look at these Instagram. He didn't even know Charles Haley.
He didn't know who
he was. Like, great, you played for the
and
Cowboys.
And he was a Cowboy fan?
Yeah.
And he didn't know who Charles Haley was?
Yeah, I remember Cowboys fan what? This kid is 21?
Yeah.
Cowboys fan what? Since he was 11? How's he going to know Charles Haley?
No, you got to know some of your team's history.
Sometimes. Some do, some
don't. I knew guys before.
Let me ask you, is he on the Madden? Is he on the Madden Legends edition? Because if he's not, he doesn't know you.
Well, he might. Yeah, video Charles game. Haley should well, be. He's a Hall of Famer.
Did he sign away his rights?
Does he have 5 Super Bowl rings?
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. But if he doesn't play with him, he doesn't care anyway. I don't play with Charles Haley. I don't know Charles Haley. You know who I know? I know Randy White. I know Leon Lett. I know the best Cowboys defensive players I can be. Of course, Charles Haley's.
Charles Haley's one.
Charles Haley should be a guy he knows. Yeah, yeah. Apparently, he didn't even know Charles. He didn't care. You old. I'm trying to hit up these IG models. Charles Haley lost it on him. And the agent had to go like, hey, had to go smooth things over. Because if there's one guy you don't start looking at your phone with when he's trying to tell you, here's the deal with the league. Because Charles is trying to school him on when he comes into the league. Like, he's trying to give him some real-life information. And the kid just...
Well, that's
totally just
that's a kid. And that brings up another thing. If you're 21 years old, you've never seen the Cowboys win anything. What, the 2 playoff wins in their in the last 22 years?
Yeah, you've mostly seen
nothing. You've seen
you haven't seen as many division championships as like the Texans.
Yeah, no. You've seen a crappy team, a crappy organization.
Winning the AFC South 2 years in a row.
Yeah. And again versus the team of Texas, Houston.
Yeah.
So
Texas team.
Texas' team. No. Yeah. You see, that's what you see. So if you're a Cowboy fan, you don't know nothing about winning.
No. This year is close who Texas' team was. The Texans had a little bit of a bump in the road, but probably even.
Lost their quarterback. Did the Cowboys lose their quarterback?
Basically, because the guy they thought they had, his freshman, his rookie season, they lost him.
He wasn't.
When everyone was going, new champion, best quarterback ever. And then they were like, oh, defensive coordinators have tape too in the summer.
Why are you making jokes? Isn't that what you fear with Deshaun Watson?
No.
I fear
no. Neither. Lance does.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I had Deshaun in the first round. I had Dak as a third, fourth round when he came out. And this year he looked like a third, fourth rounder.
Well, according to,
I'm worried that Deshaun will look like a early second rounder.
According to Pro Football Focus, Deshaun looks like a guy who shouldn't have been, who's not this. Better than Mitch Trubisky. Here's this.
Pro Football Focus, who's run by Neil Harnsby and Sam Monson, both from Ireland, who let you all know how good your football players are. The Irish are telling us our business in football now.
And what do they tell us about the rookie quarterback class?
And they said in the rookie quarterback class, hi, I'm Sam Monson from Ireland. I've been looking at the tape on these players and looking at some advanced data. It appears as though Mitchell Trubisky is a lot better than Deshaun Watson. Your quarterback who threw for over 300 yards and like 19 touchdowns in six games is not quite as good as Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, is there a rating?
Wait, what do you mean? We've been looking at some of the data. It says that 19 touchdowns in like two games is not as good as 17 and 11 interceptions.
Well, one guy played a lot of games. Do they have a rating for stays on the field?
They must, because if they don't, there is no conceivable way. Listen, we've been going through some of the data here. It appears as though J.J. Watt is slightly ahead of Bernardrick McKinney. How did you come up with that? Well, it's just don't question it. We know we've got the data. We've got the metrics. You don't have the advanced analytics that we have. But J.J. didn't even – I don't even know that he played.
Yeah.
J.J.'s higher. Well, and Deshaun Watson is much lower than Mitchell Trubisky is. Well, wait, aren't you from – why are you telling us our business? If I brought over a soccer company and I had it called Soccer Focus – and I brought it to your country, would you listen to us? Would any of them listen to Americans with Soccer Focus? Zero people would. They just all cuss us.
Listen, Kendall Lamb is just ahead of Marquise Pouncey, okay? If you just look at the numbers, okay?
Then Marquise Pouncey sounds like a good Irish lad, that one. Marquise
O'Pouncey. He probably Marquise was O'Pouncey.
You know who I like a lot? The Titan James O'Shaughnessy. We gave him an 87. You got him a third-rated tight end?
What?
Yes, his advanced metrics are very good. So those guys, the Irish, concluded that Deshaun Watson, who, by the way, that sounds Irish. Deshaun Watson sounds like Mitchell Trubisky. That's what, a Polish guy? What's Trubisky?
Well, the Irish accent doesn't allow you to say duh, so Sean Watson's very Irish.
Sean. Hey, Sean.
Sean Watson.
Watson? We're burying the lead.
What's the lead?
Who has the best record in the NBA? Who's the number one team in the Western Conference?
Just another day in paradise.
Heading into the All-Star break, who the hell is the best team in the NBA?
This is the same way I felt about. No, it's not the Jazz. They don't have the best record.
No.
I meant the longest winning streak in the NBA.
Oh, that's okay. No, one is 11, one is 10. But one has the best record at 44-13.
Who's playing the best basketball in the NBA?
I'd say the team with the best record is.
Currently? Yeah. 11 in a row?
You mean the team that's 30-28 is better than the team that's 44-13?
Who's playing the best basketball right now?
Well, let's
right
go
now.
Look at point differential.
In the streaks.
Let's look at point differential.
Yeah, in the streaks. Yeah.
And opponents played.
Well,
because opponents played, the Rockets are going to have.
Let's look at all of it.
Because here's what it is. Last I checked, Dell, I don't know how you use yours, but the team that's 31 games over 500, that's the,
Rockets, the
best team.
Before the
but
All-Star
if you want to try to sell everyone
the,
on the are, Utah Jazz.
Are the best team since the season started. I'm asking who's playing the best basketball right now.
Rockets.
Are they? Have you watched the Jazz play? They're the best team in basketball.
Yeah. Where's the playoff seed of the Jazz?
I think they're out of the playoffs. Who's playing the best basketball
right
now?
So we're going to sell
They're a game and a half out of the playoffs. As opposed to the team with the best record in the league.
Who's playing the best
basketball hipster
right
trying
now.
Hard to sell that All one. Right. Don't basketball. Don't reheal this.
Oh, you mean they have 11
don't
straight as
this.
Opposed to 10 straight?
And don't reheal
he
this.
He said he wanted to get into the numbers. I'm looking at strength of that,
don't
strength
reheal
of that streak.
This.
Who have they played?
Don't basketball hipster
What's
this
the strength of their wins?
Rockets win again.
Strength of wins? You want to go look at strength of wins?
Yes. In the last 11 games.
This is the way that we think as well. You've got to place with pro football
focus. Welcome to the bit, Lance.
You've got to place at Pro Football
Focus. This is Pro Basketball Focus right here.
Oh, well, now
welcome to the bit.
Well, now I like the bit. Yeah. If it's going to be Pro Basketball Focus. We believe that this team that's currently out of the playoffs is the best team in basketball.
But they're playing the best.
What?
Well.
What? Rockets win again. This time, that was truly, watching that game was truly like, we're just going to, you know what this is going to be? When you are gliding into, you see a stoplight that went from green and it just turned red and you're a little far away from it and you're going about 50 down, you know, down like Westheimer and you literally just let off the gas. You're not going to brake. You're just going to coast and you're hoping that it turns green.
Right. When you
so you don't have to brake.
Right.
Yeah. That's what the game was like yesterday. Just like, let's just let off the gas and we'll keep rolling in.
Oh, that's exactly what they
did. And we're just going to wait for it to turn green. Oh, turn green. Good.
I mean, like the Kings. I mean, honestly. Now, I had a difficult time watching that thing, but because it's just they didn't play all that well, and they
didn't shoot well.
No, I was there the other day. I was there Sunday, and they got they didn't cover. They were 15-point favorites. That's the problem right now with being a Rocket fan, is that you want to bet on them because that's your team. You can't bet against them. But right now is the time to bet against them, against lesser teams, because they're just coasting through it. It's how hard is it on a back-to-back to be getting up? Now, they did cover against Minnesota on the road, which was a nice thing. But if you're a fan, you can't bet against your team.
This is one of these games.
It's awfully difficult to bet on them against a team like the Kings.
This is what you've been reduced to, talking about the point spread. Because the wins are coming. And this is a game that they would have actually lost in the past. They would have lost back-to-back situation with 3-4. And they would have lost this because it's a game that they had no business losing against an inferior team at home. And they throw in one of these clunkers every year. Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then they get back to normal. But even yesterday, they just have too much firepower. They have too many defenders now. Like, they can defend when they need to with Tuck, especially with the lineup that's out there right now. This is actually a defensive-minded lineup right now with Bamute and P.J. Tucker. Like, these guys are not typical offensive players at all.
No.
Maybe it's a better combination the way they're bringing guys off the bench, Ryan Anderson off the bench.
How about they're 44-13, and they had a five-game losing streak? How unbelievable is that?
Yeah, and that was when James was out?
That was when... No, James was there.
They struggle when James is out.
Yeah. No, James was there. Chris Paul was out. Capella was out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Remember, they had a nice little stretch there where they had a couple of guys hurt. But so for the those other that take out that five-game losing streak, and this team is 44-8 over the rest of the season. As a matter of fact, and don't even take that out. Well, then James did get hurt, and Gordon had to play, and they
James
lost.
Hurt for part of it, I think.
They had lost 7 out of 9.
Wow.
7 out of 9.
So that stretch of 10 games, 7 of their losses came there.
Yeah.
This is, I'm telling you, I mean, look, we all love those championship teams. I love that 86 team. No Rocket team has ever played like this. No Rocket team's ever played like this. They are pretty solid defensively. They are very good offensively. But they finally have a way to mitigate their weaknesses. And you know, this is what to me is really impressive. They had to get better defensively because now it used to be, it was feast or famine. If they didn't shoot the three well, Katie barred the door because they could be in a lot of trouble. Now when they don't shoot the ball well, there's enough defenders that it doesn't matter all the time anymore.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Okay, let's do this on the other side. I'm still hesitant to call it the best team. So we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But what about your car?
Oh, man, the Traverse. They told me you're going to love this Traverse. And I said, what is this? It's a crossover vehicle. We want you to drive this one. I said, well, let me check it out. First thing I did was I saw the body type, and I loved it because it reminded me a lot of the body type that I've been driving with the Yukon. Only it's lowered. I mean, it's a crossover vehicle, so it's not as high. Handled better than the Yukon in terms of, you know, anytime you're lower to the ground, it's just going to corner a little better, handle a little better gas mileage. And I said, yeah, this is awesome. I want to get this on a lease. And so that's what we ended up doing. I ended up getting a lease on that. And I love that body type. I love the way it handles. And I love that Traverse. That's one of the crossover vehicles. That's on the Chevy side.
The GMC side has the Acadia, and the Acadia has $9,000 off right now, MSRP, if you go in and check out the 2017, brand new 2017s. They've got that for you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They've also, on the Buick side, have the Buick Enclave, which is their crossover vehicle. And the reason I'm concentrating on crossover vehicles is because anywhere you pull up now, you go to a grocery store in a parking lot, you go to a sporting event, there are tons of crossovers. More and more people have downsized the vehicle, downsized the payments, and yet they still have the same great space along the interior. If you're looking for the big boys, the Yukon Extended Body, and the Chevy Suburban are all waiting for you as well. And pickup trucks, come on, they've been had pickup trucks at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. The Chevy Silverado, the Texas Edition, the GMC Sierra pickup truck. So many to choose from. The Canyon as well. Pickups, cars, crossover vehicles, and SUVs all available at one location in Angleton. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. For more information or to look at their entire fleet of cars, go to LanceZCars.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell.
Dell Hornsby. He was trying to sell me on Pro Basketball Focus with the Utah Jazz over the Rockets.
Jazz. Well, the Utah Jazz streak is more impressive. Who they've beaten. The Spurs twice.
Does that mean they're playing the best basketball?
Well, they beat Golden State by 30.
That was nice.
Yeah.
But last I checked,
they went to Toronto and beat the best team.
Yes, Toronto has got the best home record in the NBA.
And they won there.
The Rockets have had one. If we want to say who's playing the best basketball, this has been one long continuation for the Rockets.
No, right.
In other words, the Jazz have played good basketball for 10 games.
No, but the Rockets, you're just talking about the like streak, like a pro basketball focus.
Oh, just as long as the streak is for one team?
That's what I said.
No. Who's playing the best basketball?
In this recent run for both teams, I could say, legitimately, the Jazz have been playing the best basketball.
You've now moved the moved the filter into like
that's
in
what
this
I said,
tiny piece.
I said that last segment.
No.
He doesn't listen to you.
You just said who's playing the best basketball?
Currently, yes.
Yeah, currently. But I could say currently is over the last 20 games.
And I decided
it is 60 games. It's a third.
And I decided to say...
You decided to try to filter it into your argument.
11-game winning streak isn't that small, by the way, in the NBA. All I'm saying, since we're going to give the Rockets a lot of credit for their 10-game winning streak, all I said was, in the last 11 games, since I'm pro basketball focused, you could say... Since January 24th, when the streak started, the Jazz are playing the best basketball
in the
NBA.
Well, as long as we start it right at January 24th.
Well, that's what I said.
Right.
Not even 1 month.
Right.
Now, if we expand it at all, it stays Rockets.
Well, yeah, but that's what I said originally. You just got upset because you can't hear anything because Daryl Morey is writing out your script.
No, I was just the number one team in the league.
That's fine.
It's just you guys are trying to cape for teams like the Jazz
and
the Timberwolves.
You guys. All we're doing is trolling you and you get upset.
No, I just know here in the city of Houston, our team is really good. Your team.
You can accept that the Jazz are playing good basketball.
The team from 11 to 1, the show from 11 to 1 has teams that aren't as good as the team.
You can accept that other teams in the NBA, because it's a big league, are playing good basketball.
The Jazz are playing really good basketball, and if they get to the playoffs, they might win a game in one of these rounds. If they get to the playoffs. They're currently, John, are they the third or fourth seed? Do they have home court yet?
Jazz? The Jazz? Well, they're playing the best basketball, Lance.
I know.
For a man who's so confident in his team, you get a little triggered. That's all I'm saying.
They're playing best basketball.
I know. What I want to know is, have they gone from fifth to fourth? Like, do they have home court advantage throughout or just in the first round?
They don't have. They're not in the playoffs.
You seem a little shook, all I'm saying.
That can't be possible.
They're 30-28 in the 10th seed.
The team playing the best basketball?
They're in the 10th seed.
They're not even the 9th seed?
They're the 10th seed.
You know, you seem a little shook by the facts that the Jazz are playing really good basketball. I mean, you could pick any team in the NBA, and you would have a counter-argument. Hey, the Raptors are really good, right, Lance?
And I got to tell you.
But they're not the Rockets,
at the end of the year, the San Francisco 49ers, best football in football.
Hey, I could start.
You don't think Pro Football Focus made that argument?
They've got Jimmy Garoppolo's best quarterback in the league.
I could start.
Followed by Mitchell Trubisky.
I could start waxing poetic about the Raptors, and you'd get all in your feelings and start, but they're not the Rockets.
Other teams can be good too.
Even
when the Rockets have the best record in basketball and their greatest run in the history of the organization, it's just not good enough.
Is it the best run in the history of the organization?
It is.
I would argue.
In this amount of a sample size, it is.
I would argue that it's not based on the competition that they're playing.
When were they better as a team? When were they more consistent and better?
When
they won 22 in a row?
Yeah.
Well, that's a streak, but that was a streak. And they dealt with injuries.
No, 95 when they started the season 15-0. And this team, just at 50 games, was tied with that team for best record. I would argue that that was more impressive, and that was actually a better basketball team because of the teams that they were playing. This iteration of the NBA, to me, is mediocre at best.
I'm going to go check
that. Spectacular players, not many good basketball teams.
Because one of the things I've found is that sometimes if you go look at Basketball Reference, you might be right, but a lot of times I've found that sometimes our narratives have been overblown at times in the past based on the good old days stuff. Like, I think basketball is way better right now than people get a credit for.
I think it's just different. Ask guys who played, they're always going to say, in my day.
That's what I'm saying. I don't listen to those guys.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm seeing a lot of study. I'm just seeing a lot of.
There's some average dudes, too.
Yeah.
There were some average dudes who played who are like, the shooting is so much better now, but the games are totally different. Guys grow up learning to shoot threes at a much earlier age, so they're going to be more proficient at shooting threes. They're going to have better range. So if you want to talk about apples and oranges matchup of who would win this, when I play NBA 2K against my kids, they play with current teams and shoot threes all the time. If I play with a team like the Utah Jazz, for example, or the Phoenix Suns, where the shooters weren't as good, it's just not like they just bomb me out with threes. I can't even stick around because these are three-point shooters. Larry Bird didn't shoot. You can look at how many threes Larry Bird shot a game, like maybe three.
I mean, 93.
James Harden shoots 10.
93-94 season, not 94-95. Yeah, 93-94 when they started 15-0, and then they finished 58-24. This team will beat that, but the teams that they had to go through and at that time, I don't know. Maybe I'm romanticizing that era.
We all do it.
But that era, to me, there were so many better teams.
So they had six teams in the West who won 50 games. Golden State 50-32 with Run TMC. The Phoenix Suns 56-26 that year. Seattle Sonics 63-19 who were beaten by an eight seed. Yeah, they're a really good team, but they were beaten by an eight seed. And then the Rockets were second. The San Antonio Spurs were fourth with the Admiral. With the Admiral.
Mm-hmm.
But no Tim Duncan?
No.
Obviously no Tim Duncan, yeah. And then the Utah Jazz were fifth.
And that was Stockton Malone.
Yeah. That's a good. They won.
The Knicks had Patrick Ewing. Orlando with Shaq.
I mean, look, it was.
Atlanta was a, you know, with Dominique. The Bulls, well, Michael was off that year, but they still had
six, seven, eight.
Cleveland with Doherty.
Ten teams with 50 wins. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does that play into, and I'm trying to think, maybe that plays into what you're saying because it was harder. Like, for example, the Portland Trailblazers were a seven seed at 47-35, and that was probably still Clyde and Kevin Duckworth and those teams that played for the championship. That was a good team. That there were 12 games over 500. But that doesn't mean that they were, like, I'm trying to play into what you're talking about.
That's a year removed from an NBA Finals.
2 years or a year? Was it a year removed?
They were in 92, wasn't it? The Bulls played the Lakers, the Suns, and then the Blazers.
Yeah, you might be right. Blazers there. Indiana Pacers. And see, this probably does play to what you're talking about because 47-35, that doesn't look impressive. There's 12 games over. Two 47-35 teams, the Portland Trail Blazers and then the Indiana Pacers, who are a five seed, with that's going to be, I got to remember, but I'm pretty sure.
And then the Cavs were 47-35.
And that was a solid team.
And it was a good team.
I would say the high-end teams are very similar. If not, there might be an advantage right now for the high-end teams right now. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
But the Warriors could play in any year.
I think 4-6.
The Rockets, I think, could play in any year.
4-7. Definitely 5-8 was definitely tougher, without question. Maybe even 4. So, like, that team with the Indiana Pacers, they had Dale Davis, Derek McKee, Reggie Miller, Pooh Richardson, Rick Smith. Man, it was a good team. 47-35. They're 12 games over. But if we just look at the records, that's why you can't just look at the records. You got to look at the teams. There was more parity in basketball. And that's probably the big difference is there was much more parity in basketball when the Rockets played then. So you were liable to get a tougher matchup on a Wednesday night than you are now. You're liable to see.
Yes.
You're liable. Yes. It's not as top heavy. And it's more top heavy because of, you know, the way mid-level exceptions work now, the way the cap works, and the way stars try to dangle from the jocks of other stars. That is how it is. Back then, as you were drafted there, they hung on to their best players. If you were a great player for the Pacers kept you, and that was that. You didn't go. You stayed. You kept playing. Now it's just like, who can help me win the most? And you bounce. And so it's making the league more top-heavy.
Absolutely. You bounce when you want, and those guys didn't do well. I say that Charles Barkley bounced, you know, barely. Clyde came over here.
Clyde got traded. Trade. Yeah. Barkley played for three teams his whole career, but two in the prime of his career. LeBron is going to play once he leaves this year. Probably it'll be Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland, new team. He'll have played for four iterations of teams. It's Chris Paul will have played 1, 2, 3 in his prime. James Harden will just be 2. But Kevin Durant will be 2. I can't count Seattle. It doesn't count. It's Oklahoma City. It's all the same thing. But there wasn't the team jumping. It didn't get top heavy. Like, there was no Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, Draymond. There was nothing like that. The closest you got were the Celtics. And they didn't do that with a good free agent coming over there.
Yeah,
in his prime ever.
Yeah, the Blazers were 2 years away. It went Lakers,
92,
Portland, and then Phoenix.
Phoenix was 93.
Yeah, 93 with Charles' MVP year. But I don't know. I just think the league.
You might be right.
I mean, I just don't know that this Rockets team would be 44-13 in 1994. I just don't think so.
I think you might be right, and I'll tell you why. Because I just think some of those average everyday matchups against what would be a 7 seed would be a tougher out.
Yes.
Especially in back-to-back situations. It would just, looking at some of these teams and remembering, like, dude, 47-35, if you look at the records, you can try to box score this argument. But if you really get into it and you remember how these teams played, the Pacers were no fun to play. They were a 5 seed.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, well, and again, it's hard to, because Clint Capella in the low post night in and night out, against the Malones and the Shaqs and the Barclays and he would have gotten whooped. He would have gotten whooped. It's a different game today.
But then Barkley would have had to guard the high screen and roll. Not Barkley, but Shaq would have had to come out high. It would have been totally different because of the way that everyone spotted up around the three. And that Rockets team that went inside out through Dream, mm-hmm. Can you imagine inside out with better shooters? Can you imagine inside out with James Harden also on a team? I mean, it's just didn't have anybody like that. It's just they're different eras.
Game. It's totally different eras.
It's almost like talking about college football and pro football. They play different styles of football. Now, pros starting to come around to college, but it's just different styles.
Yeah, but Mitchell Trubisky is going to change that. Mitchell Trubisky,
highest rated rookie
quarterback, as well as he should be.
Yeah, Football Focus said
he stays on the field. The other guy doesn't.
Well, there's that. We'll see about that, won't we?
How about
you stay on the field, Deshaun?
You know else who stayed on the field a lot this year?
Who?
Like Marcus Gilchrist. Is he one of the top safeties?
Yeah, he's one of the best safeties ever.
He stayed on the field.
Right.
Is he?
If that's all we got to do to be good is stay on the field.
It's not the only thing, but it certainly helps. I don't care how great Deshaun is if he's not playing.
Why am I hearing the flat earth NBA talk? Just great basketball. That's what we're talking about, okay?
Well, basketball focus.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, I guess no, today's NBA is just much better.
No, I think he was referring to Dell's argument.
Oh, Dell's argument.
It was a flat earther.
It's not flat earther. The team has won 11 games, and they've beat some really good basketball teams. It's not flat earth.
That's the flat earth argument. Yeah. Is the Jazz are better.
And here's another thing. JD says Rockets won a second title as a 6th seed. No way any team outside top 2 seeds wins a title today.
No one will ever do that. Because those teams they beat were dumb. I mean, it was dumb good.
Time to talk about Yuval over at Texas Mattress Makers. Our guy. We love Yuval.
I shouted at Yuval.
I saw that in your article. Great article, too, by the way, if you haven't seen Lance's Robot article.
It doesn't have nothing to do with sports or map, but it got on the website.
It has to do with sports because we're going to have robot sports.
Robot sports.
Did you read it?
Literally
Did you read it?
Everything that has to no, do with
read the article.
I didn't have to read it because I heard him talk about it.
You still have to read it. It was good, great article.
I didn't talk about robot sports. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. You used 2 shows to talk about robots doing backflips and catching passes. I know what you're talking about.
Well, right now, I want to talk about beds. You know what robots don't need? Beds. You know what people need? Beds. Okay.
And what are you, a robot or a person?
I'm a person.
He slipped. The robot slipped.
I wondered how you've been able to drink this heavily and do shows over the years.
He is a robot.
You are a robot.
God, wouldn't that be awesome? Except all my innards would be rusted out, I think.
Hey, speaking of robots, and this is like I'm not even part of the ad campaign, but I'll just tell you this. Yuval's got those adjustable beds? Yeah. They do that too.
Yeah.
They do that.
Oh, no. He could do anything.
Speaking of robots.
He makes the beds. So he can do anything he wants. You know why? Because it's his, he makes them. So he says, you want me to do that? I'll do that.
$1 billion buyer.
Yep. He does that. He puts all the beds in Tillman's hotels now. How's that? Because, and do you think that Tillman would go with somebody that doesn't make the best product at the best price? No. That's what Tillman do, and that's what Yuval do. All you got to do is get to TexasMattressMakers.com, TexasMattressMakers.com. You also got the two locations, 4619 Navigation at Lockwood. It's awesome, and if you haven't been there, it's basically the manufacturer. It's the factory with a showroom. And so you know you're saving money because they make it right there. And then the second location is in Katy. Right now you get to 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy. And if whatever bed, when you get there and you look above the bed and he's got the mattresses that are cut and you can see what's on the inside and you can see everything that goes into it, it's unbelievable. They're the best. You're basically getting the same bed at half price from these giant stores. TexasMattressMakers.com, 4619 Navigation in Lockwood and in Katy now. It's Texas Mattress Maker. I remembered each
flash. It's time before. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know. I can't even. It's hard to talk about this, but did you see that football coach that protected the kids and took the bullets yesterday in Florida? He was an assistant football coach at the high school, and he made it through up until I think this morning, and he passed. So he
number 18,
number 18. Well, I don't
17 dead yesterday.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. Although it was unsure whether or not he had died yesterday. Someone had reported that he died yesterday, and then someone else said, no, he's not dead. But this morning on their Twitter or their Instagram, it said, it is with great sadness that our football family has learned about the death of Aaron Feist. So what a hero, though. Unbelievable.
Kids.
Unbelievable hero that he sat in front of those kids and took the bullets. Did you see the video of in the classroom?
No.
Oh my God!
I don't think I want to.
The kid, one kid is filming and is shooting it, and the gun is going bah, 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 and it's like, oh my God!
I don't think I want to see it.
No, it is pretty graphic and it's hard to watch. So, It's a that is a tough time. And just thoughts and prayers going out to Florida. That is just awful. Just awful. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. I wrote an article.
Illegal Machine says, over the last one game, Portland is the best team in basketball. Hashtag pro basketball focus.
Pro basketball focus.
They've got a one game. Illegal Machine has that one game sample size. So it's now changed.
It is. I wrote an article for Sports Map this morning. I'd like you to read. It's Stop the Persecution of the Minority Athlete. So it's a in-depth look.
This doesn't seem like a John article.
Well, it is. It's an in-depth look at...
What sport?
Winter Olympics.
Wait. Minority athlete?
Mm-hmm.
That's...
So who's the focus of the piece?
I don't know. What does a minority athlete in the Winter Olympics look like?
Well,
anybody not Nordic?
Well, 4% of the athletes, of the U.S. athletes at the Olympics are minority. Minority or gay or transgender.
So are you protecting them or another?
I'm protecting them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because of what Christian Fourier did?
No, because of what... Christian Fourier makes an appearance in the article, but it's because of... well, you just got to read it. Mr. Moody, the Fox executive, who says that he came out and said, because there is a director of inclusion, of minority and inclusion for the Olympics, he came out and said, instead of stronger, faster, higher, we need to change the motto of the Olympics to darker, gayer, and different. That's what we need to change. This is a Fox News executive saying this. So
not just have kick-ass teams.
No.
Darker, gayer. He didn't say that's not a real quote.
Oh, a quote.
I'm parsing through this. It's not genuine.
It's as genuine as it gets. I'm trying to save the minority athlete. No.
People have got to stop saying dumb stuff. They gotta just like check themselves. Quit trying to be so woke all the time, executives. Because
anti-woke. That guy is. He's saying, why do we have a director of inclusion? Who cares what color you are if you win the race?
Oh no, I thought you said. No, I thought the Fox exec said.
No. He wants it. Well, he's tongue in cheek saying.
Oh, tongue in cheek.
He's saying we need it to be darker, gayer, and different. Right.
I got you. Well, you never know because there's so many people who are going out of their way now to say, I'm on the team, guys. See?
Oh, no.
Don't be mad at me, Twitter. Don't be mad at me. Like, I mean, at some point, everyone's going to say, I can't keep worrying about what Twitter's going to say.
Well,
at some point, it's not now. Now, Twitter, trial by Twitter is a real scary thing for most people.
This whole thing is pretty much the Winter Olympics sucks. Why is it even a story? Who
Why
cares?
Are you
because everyone
Del,
can make it.
Del,
everyone
can
make it.
Can people read it or not?
Yeah, go read it.
Do people want to read it or not?
Let people read it. Read it, and you can read how John thinks the Winter Olympics sucks, and it's not even a story. Why are we even talking about athletes?
No one kills potential reads more than Del. Don't read it.
I didn't tell him not to read it. I'm just saying this whole thing is about how the Winter Olympics sucks.
Your article's terrible, apparently.
No, John wrote it. So the assumption is it's terrible, but I'm not saying it. Go read it yourself.
I feel another Dell article coming.
We need
an article about Dell by you.
Stop the persecution of the minority athlete.
All I'm saying is that may be his tag, his thing to get you to read it. Really has nothing to do with
it. It's called clickbait. John's learning. He's a robot. He's got AI. He's already learning how this works, and he's got clickbait because he's AI robot who can somehow go to shows even when he's been playing cards and drinking for years and years. He's been able to do that. Super Bowl, could a real human have come to work on Super Bowl weekend, a Super Bowl row back in 2004? No, real humans could not have made it to shows. Real humans couldn't.
Well, I don't know if
drinking robots could.
I don't. Well, John may be a living being, but I don't think he has any humanity at all. So you're probably right. just saying. Go read the article.
Read it for yourself, and you make the decision. Are we persecuting minority athletes by forcing them to go into the Winter Olympics. That's all I'm saying.
And if you think that is a genuine assessment of his article, if you watch the Black Panther, if you are going to love the Black Panther no matter what, this isn't the article for you.
No matter what.
If you're going to love it no matter what, because there are people who have already written their review.
Yeah, this isn't the
article. It's not a movie. It's a movement. That was still my favorite. My favorite thing, but
Panther makes an appearance in this.
I read a real review.
So does WEEI.
I read a real review of Black Panther. It's like it was 2.5 out of 4 stars, but on Rotten Tomatoes, that's considered fresh. So it counted as 100%.
I know people are freaking out, but fresh means it's good. It's not.
I think fresh means just over 60%.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it's the best thing they've ever seen. Just enough people have decided it's not a bad movie.
Enough people, 100%.
Well, no, 98%.
No. Top critics, is it down?
Oh, no.
Top critics are actual people who get paid at newspapers.
No. It's still 98% on just the regular Rotten Tomatoes.
I know we like to get
those are people like with Sally at the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to get our jokes off, but it's possible that it's just a good movie and everybody likes it, but that doesn't mean it's a great movie. According to Rotten Tomatoes.
Dell said that, guys.
What I'm saying is,
I don't want to be put on this wasn't a great movie.
So I can't grade it, but
I do not need Twitter after me.
How they rank their stuff and how they grade things.
I'm going to go watch it.
As long as they consider it good, it's going to get a fresh rating.
I saw Logan. So when I go to the Combine, there's a lot of downtime at the Combine. I'm in Indianapolis. There's a lot of downtime. And so I go and see movies while I'm there. And I went and saw Logan. This movie, Logan, has 94%. I didn't know what Logan is. I just know it's 94% and I'm in Indianapolis. So I'm like, okay, I'll go to this Logan movie. I don't even know what I'm seeing. I go get in, I sit down, and it doesn't take long before I realize this is a Marvel comic movie.
It
was 90%.
I had never seen any of the other ones.
One bad at all.
And I watched Logan. It was good.
It was pretty good. I'm going to give Black Panther the same kind of shot. I watch the Batman movies usually. Don't watch the Superman stuff. I don't watch a lot of it unless I'm going with my kids. Mm-hmm. Thor. I went with them to Thor. And Thor was pretty good too.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. These movies are pretty well made.
Del, I lost my sheet. I don't know what the. Oh, here it is.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about playing some poker.
You want to play some poker?
In case you're worried or wondering, I'm talking about a $75,000 tournament on Saturday. Guaranteed. $100,000 tournament guaranteed on Sunday. These tournaments on Saturdays or Sundays are getting to be the thing in Houston. And it's at Prime Social where you're playing your poker out there. You're going and you're playing in the nicest environment that they have in the city of Houston. 20 tables, 29 big screen televisions. They have a high rollers room. They have a rollers room for people like you and me who are playing 1 and 3 no limit hold'em. They've got cash games there. They've got Omaha. But they also have these tournaments. And these tournaments guarantee money every whether they get enough people to sign up or not, this money is guaranteed. They come out of their own pocket if they need to. So go get your shot at $75,000 on Saturday and come back and do it again on Sunday for $100,000 at Prime Social. Every single hour from 4 to 10, high hand at the 1 and 3 no limit table gets $100. I watched it happen. I saw it happen with nines full of threes. Ended up being the hand that got $100 because that was the best hand. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com or go to 7801 Westheimer and enjoy poker. And don't forget, huge tournament Saturday, huge tournament Sunday. There's tournaments every single day, 7 days a week at PrimeSocialTX.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 750 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out. Hey, tomorrow we're Texas. We're Trailer Wheel and Frame. Trailer Wheel and Frame. So come on by 8222 I-45 North It is the place to be tomorrow. So let's get on over there. We're going to have Rudy's Barbecue. We're going to have St. Arnold's. We're going to have Kolache Shop. Okay?
That's a lot going on a Friday.
It is a lot going on a Friday. And I'm going up to Legion. You're going to Prime. I'm going to get over to Legion. It's up in Spring. They're really not competitive. I'll tell you what's competitive. It's really competitive down here for poker. You got three places that are open within just a couple of miles of each other. So that's really, really competitive. Legion is opening up. My guy Nick over there and Jamie, they got a $15,000 guaranteed tourney Friday. So get look up LegionTX.com. LegionTX.com. Poker legend Gavin Smith will be there, and he's got a bounty on the in the tournament. So if you knock him out, you get cash. That's something that's going to happen. Now, are you going to be able to knock Gavin Smith out? I don't know. Let's see if you can. 15,000 guaranteed tournament starts at 7:30 on Friday. So there's that. 713-7803. It's on I-45 North in Spring, right by Big Texas Dance Hall. So get on over to Legion. That's going to be something that we'll be talking about for you Spring people. That's the first one to open up there. We've got them, I don't know why, but all in this in the Galleria area. We got all kinds of poker rooms, but not really up there. So that's cool. So we got that going on. 713-780-3776.
Can we skip the All-Star? Rockets have a rhythm going. They're on a... Can we skip the All-Star game?
James needs strip club time.
I know. That's why I'm trying to keep him out of it, Dell. No. That's one of the reasons I don't need James having extra time off.
Look, you talk
keep
about,
that man focused.
You talk about John being able to drink and do Super Bowl shows. Why are you pretending like James can't handle both? We know he's a...
It's Lent, James. Give up strippers for Lent.
Why?
Is that wrong?
He's the MVP, and he's been going to strip clubs all year long. Why you want to stop him now?
Because it's Lent?
James don't
you
care
think
about
James
Lent.
Is giving up big booties for Lent?
What do you think James is giving up for Lent?
Sleep. James said, I'm going all night.
Sleep might be passes in the last minute of a game.
Then Lent's all year long.
When did James ever do that?
That's the point. Oh, like when kids say, I'm going to give up.
Broccoli.
I'm giving up broccoli. Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. No, you think that's the first time that's ever been tried, snacks? Kids been doing that nonsense for years.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
How many people in your family put on the ash cross on Ash Wednesday?
All of them, except one. And I got shamed when I got home. Like, you can go to church. I'm like, oh, for God, I had to write these guys up. And my daughter's like, what?
What? Did she get her flowers?
All my kids, yeah, she got her flowers. I got her 2 dozen roses, and she loves them. And she circled.
You got her 25 roses.
No, I got her 50.
Oh, you got her 50?
Yeah, I got her 50. And she
circled.
That's
more than 2 dozen.
Oh, yeah, I got her 50. Yeah, that's not 2 dozen. I buy a dozen, I'm at 25.
Right.
A bunch.
That's the new dozen.
A bunch, yeah. I got 2 bunches.
Rose Express.
I literally was thinking, no, I got the second click.
Yeah, right.
No, I got that, and then she got a, and here's what I found out. I got my daughter 50 roses. I ordered the extra bear, like you get a bear too. And then on a note, I just said, your best, blah, 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 blah. Will you be my Valentine? Yes, no, maybe. She's supposed to circle one. And I guess she ratted it out to her brother. She calls them the brothers. It's not. It's just a sibling thing, though.
Does she have a black glove in her fist?
No, she's calls them the brothers, and she means the brothers, the siblings.
Okay.
Who are the brothers.
Does she say the brothers?
How does she say it?
No, she says it with a hard R.
Okay.
Like the brothers. With a hard R. And apparently my wife goes, hey, Mason's really upset because you got Maddie something for Valentine's Day and you didn't get them anything. He's really mad. And he's yelling about it here at lunch today. She went up to see him at lunch. And my daughter goes, Dad got me 50 roses and a bear. And they're like, and all of the brothers, Zerline, except, two of them, Alec, the 13-year-old, doesn't care. I'm like, what? Why'd you get a stuffed animal and roses? What did Dad get us?
He might as well learn that lesson early. You don't get anything.
Oh, it's
Valentine's
not for
Day.
Guys. This guy Peter on the Culture Map side, who's in sales, he went to all around the sales staff, all the girls got chocolate heart things. Nothing for the guys.
AMAC didn't get one. James didn't get one.
My wife came home with a rose yesterday, and I'm
she's
like,
female.
What's up with that?
What'd you get?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What'd I didn't get nothing.
That's right. It's not for us. It never has been for us.
No, yeah, it's not FUBU.
But when you... Wow.
That's a whole reference.
Wow. Yeah, when you walk around this... I forgot the guy's name, but he's the fancy guy over on the...
Peter.
Well, Peter over that side. Just walking around giving out little boxes.
Fancy guy?
Yeah, he's got...
I don't know anybody wants to be referred to as a fancy guy.
No, but he dresses well. He's debonair.
He's debonair. Yeah, yeah, that's the word.
Oh, okay.
That's debonair, yeah.
Yeah, he's very debonair.
That's a better word for John because he can't handle fancy.
No, he's a player. Like, he's debonair.
He's walking around giving out these mini boxes of chocolate to the ladies over on the sales side, and he just walked by everybody who wasn't a lady, obviously. He's like, damn, you guys
can't. Why would you give it to a guy?
You get roses.
You get candy.
Listen, in 2018, though.
He should have been more
in
inclusive.
In 2018, you got to be more inclusive.
Especially when it comes to candy.
Yeah.
Can we get anything for Valentine's Day? This is garbage.
It is garbage.
We get nothing except maybe right before bedtime, like, hurry up.
What? James giving up Gucci shoes for Lent, straight Louboutin. Homie, James gave up strippers with glitter for Lent.
Hey, that's always a good play, though, to get rid of that.
To get rid of the glitter? Yeah. Well, James doesn't care if he goes home with glitter.
Yeah. What's he coming
James
home
like,
to?
James like, good night. I came home with glitter.
No.
Are you kidding me? All right, let's catch up on breaks. It's 7:57.
James has got it like this. He comes home and probably has another girl, goes, why do you have a girl with glitter like... I don't know. Move over so the other girl with non-glitter and the other girl with glitter can. I'm living the life because I'm the MVP. And here's what I'm doing. I think I'm going to go out and get some granola before I go to bed. Yeah. That's my life.
That's you.
And here's James's. Can we make enough room in here for all four of us?
750,
different lives.
750-80 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.